Krishna Tattva Sar Sarva Shastra Siddhante Ra Iha Pai Baswa Iba Pai Barbar. By understanding the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can understand the truth about Krishna. By understanding Krishna, one can understand the true limit of all knowledge described in various revealed scriptures. Purport is stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.3. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin maam veti tatvataha. Translation. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. But if one tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhakti cult, one will undoubtedly understand Krishna very easily. If somehow or other one understands Krishna, his life will be successful. Again, as stated in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 verse 9, Janama karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata yatva deham punar janma naiti mameti sojuna. Translation. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami purport. In translation to the Chaitanya Charamrita text 270, Madhya Lila chapter 25. So Lord Chaitanya broadcasted the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Lord Chaitanya's teachings and pastimes are so intertwined with Krishna, with Lord Krishna, that if someone understands the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, automatically they can understand the pastimes of Krishna. If we understand Lord Krishna, then there's nothing more to understand. We can understand the limit of all the knowledge in the revealed scriptures. To know Krishna is the ultimate reality, the ultimate goal. We find that Krishna is the most difficult to understand in India. So many people who studying the Vedas, they can understand the impersonal Brahman, they can understand the temporariness of the material world. There are others who can talk about the Super Soul or Narayana, but actually Krishna is the most widely misunderstood, because Krishna's pastimes are the most human-like, you can say, with his devotees. The exchanges are the most loving, intimate pastimes. So that it bewilders even these great thinkers and sages. They're not able to give the proper explanation. So you get all type of speculations. Even the devotees of Krishna, generally speaking, they also get it mixed up. In Gujarat, there are so many devotees of Lord Krishna. In fact, people greet each other by saying Jai Shri Krishna. But also many of the gurus in Gujarat have also given different explanations. That Krishna was pure, the transcendental up to the age of 16, but over that he changed something. Or they give some other speculation. Because they consider when Krishna started the Rasa-lila dance, that somehow he fell down from his transcendental position. In this way, Krishna is very difficult to understand. But if one understands Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one can easily understand Lord Shri Krishna by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's whole life was dedicated to glorifying Lord Krishna. Although he was the most strict sannyasi, he would never allow any woman to come close to him in any informal manner, or even formally, practically speaking. He was so strict, even Choto Haridas was severely chastised for a small mistake. Impropriety, shall we say. Lord Chaitanya was so strict, yet he was always glorifying and hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Krishna and the gopis. That meant the Lord Chaitanya thoroughly understood that the pastimes of Krishna have nothing to do with this material world. So even these great sages in the mode of goodness, they had a difficult time understanding. But Lord Chaitanya, by His call, His mercy, His followers could easily understand. Here in the Western countries where people are born in passion and ignorance, technically speaking, the culture is known as Leccha, the minds are always giving disturbance, the bodies are always out of control. The intelligence is weak in spiritual matters. In material matters it may be more or less strong, that's to be debated, but spiritually, that intelligence is easily overwhelmed. Yet somehow Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are so merciful that they also sent their dear representative, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to give His shelter. Without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, is very difficult to understand Lord Shri Krishna. With His mercy, it's easy to remain fixed in devotional service, and as well as to understand the pastimes of Lord Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa and Sanatana and the six Goswamis. By remembering the six Goswamis, one can cross over all difficulties. So we always remember Vande Rupa Sanatana Guru Yosati Gopala Guru. In this way, we should become more and more fixed in our devotional service to Lord Chaitanya, knowing that it's the only means whereby we can get the clear understanding of Krishna in this age. Someone gives up the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, what hope is there for them to understand Krishna or to achieve success in Krishna consciousness in his life? So, now they're going to describe the nectar of Krishna pastimes. Krishna Lila Amritosa Tasato Soto Dhara Dasa Dike Bohi Jai Jaha Haite Se Chaitanya Lila Hai Sarovaro Akkoi Manohamsa Chara Hata Hate. Translation. The pastimes of Lord Krishna are the essence of all nectar. They flow in hundreds of rivulets and in all directions. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are an eternal reservoir, and one is advised to let his mind swim like a swan on this transcendental lake. Report. The essence of spiritual knowledge is found in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are identical with the pastimes of Lord Krishna. This is the essence of knowledge. If knowledge does not include the understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, it is simply superfluous. By Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, the nectar of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes is flowing in different directions in hundreds and thousands of rivers. One should not think that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are different from Krishna's pastimes. It is said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Raha Krishna Nahi Anya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Raha and Krishna. And without understanding his pastimes, one cannot understand Raha and Krishna.